You know, it's just,
Blog Talk Radio.
When all of a sudden we don't have eggs, we don't have chickens, and so she's going to complain about the price of eggs. Get out there and get a chicken.
Yeah. Yeah.
Roosters don't lay eggs, honey. You only want a rooster if you're going to have baby chicks.
Well, you got that rooster and the chicks.
Well, you can eat the roosters and you let the chickens lay eggs.
Yeah, amen. All right.
You got me perplexed there.
Yeah.
I'm still not there.
We're still on the chicken stuff. Good evening, YouTube and Blog Talk Radio. We're so glad to have you with us. We're on a big discussion here right now on chickens and the egg shortage. Well, I take those words back. I recant those words. We'll talk about this. I had asked the people that are on right now, Sister Phyllis and Brother Dan and Brother Roger, they're all from Michigan. So I was wondering, we apparently have an egg shortage going on. I'm trying really, really hard to get my screen set here. And for some reason, it's being funny. Here in North Dakota, I went a few days ago to buy eggs, and I went to Walmart, and they usually have this huge wall of eggs at Walmart. Well, there were no eggs there at all, and I went back again the next day, and they actually had started moving other things into that place. And I thought, are they not selling eggs here anymore, or what is going on with this? What's this whole deal? And so then I went to one of our other local stores here, and there were no eggs on their shelf either. And there was a sign that said, due to the high demand and the shortage, they were limiting the sale of eggs to two cartons per purchase per person. And I thought, what is the deal with the egg shortage thing here? What is that all about? So then we, you know, had talked to one of our other friends, and he said that apparently the chickens were throwing off unhealthy eggs, so they've made them kill all of the chickens. So my thought was, is this to Michigan yet or what? We need to be really, really aware of this, because this seems like the same thing that happened during the COVID thing, where they literally forced thousands of farmers to kill their livestock for, you know, whatever reason. I don't even remember now what the reason was. I'm sure, I hope somebody out there remembers what it was, but and they wouldn't even give them time to do it humanely. They literally made them push their cattle and pigs and chickens into huge ravines and bury them alive. This is a horrible, horrible, wicked demon that we need to start. And the title of our program tonight is Wielding the Sword of the Spirit, because that really is what we need to do at this point. We've got to help people stand up and quit giving in to this wickedness. This is a controlling and manipulating spirit, and it's a spirit of fear. And people have to stand up to this and stop it. I'm really perplexed over my screen here. I'm trying to talk and I cannot figure out why my screen is doing what it's doing. So if you're wondering what is,
wow, okay, for everybody's information,
somehow
that seems to me, if there's an Amish community
Okay. Yes. Yeah. And there are still, that was the other thing that I was going to, besides like you just said, and Phyllis was just saying, we need to own our own chickens, and that's a great idea. But the bigger thing is we've got to start standing up to this spirit that is trying to manipulate and control and put people in this spirit of fear. Oh my goodness. I've completely lost my YouTube here too now. I hope you guys can still see me and hear me here. This is the interesting thing. Besides, we have been talking about the importance of our words. And this is one of those times our words are more important now than they have ever, ever been. And we need to be using them all the time. This is something, too, when all of this was going on during the COVID time, I know Pastor and I kept talking to everyone about every place you go, speak into the streets, speak over the hospitals, speak life, speak peace, speak health, broadcast those words into the atmosphere everywhere you go, speak them over the hospitals, over all of the businesses. And I kept saying, well, it kept coming to me to speak, thy kingdom come and thy will be done. If you don't remember to pray anything else, pray those things every time you think about it. Thine kingdom come and thy will be done on this earth as it is in heaven. And that is a huge thing. Well, then recently with all of the elections, Donna Howie Schubeck, she's always part of our program in the morning. She had put together, Holy Spirit had inspired her to put together a group of prayer warriors to pray over the election process. And then on the day of election, they were all going to be in their vehicles at whatever voting precinct they were going to be at and stay there all day and pray over the election. So she was putting together a bunch of prayers for everyone to pray. And I think she was printing them off so that everybody had them. If they didn't have their own prayers, they would have a set of prayers to continuously pray and just keep praying. And she said, Holy Spirit said to her, don't pray for anything specific. Pray, my kingdom come and my will be done. So that was her message from the Holy Spirit before they went. So that there is something to that. And I know when Pastor and I heard about this today and we thought this is the same demon rising again that was during the COVID time. And I'm really glad to hear that Michigan hasn't been affected by it yet. Phyllis, did you say you guys, the price of your eggs just went up, but they're still available?
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, tonight.
Local stores are having a more reasonable price now.
Yeah. I know I did go to a third grocery store tonight after I had left Pastor because we send eggs with him all the time just because they're really good high protein. They're easy for him to grab and eat while he's driving. And I had gone there and they didn't have any regular eggs. They had a few egg products, you know, I call them fake egg products where they're already scrambled and whatever. And they had a few packages of already boiled eggs, but it was $4 for six eggs. So yeah, that's ridiculous too. But anyway, we need to be praying and binding this. But the biggest thing that came to me after we heard about this, and of course we're saying, you know, Pastor and I are right away, we're like, we declare that those who are digging pits for others to fall into, they fall into themselves. Now, these are all biblical declarations and they're good. But more than anything else, I think we need to go back to that praying, thy kingdom come and thy will be done. And we need to be diligent about it and get a grip on this, because the elections did not go the way. Well, we're saying that they're not done yet. And I believe that they're not. And more things are going to be exposed. But there wasn't the immediate turnaround that we were all expecting. And now these things are, you know, on the brink. I've noticed many times when I've gone into the store recently that there just are odd things that seem to be missing. It's like, how can there be a shortage on veggie burgers and, you know, soft scrub or whatever? It's like, that is just really odd that there's these weird shortages, which I've been noticing for a while. Maybe even more so than when they said the ships were in the harbor holding our things. So let's make this. We need to start really making that a part. If you know verses, make yourself a verse list of confessions to be saying. I'm so happy that in the morning program especially, we make these declarations. And I know in the morning we always listen to Brother Dutch Sheets too. And he has had several good programs on the importance of making these declarations, declaring the word of God. And today was another really great program of his. Did you guys happen to hear, any of you Zoomers, did you happen to hear his program this morning? Because if not, maybe I'll play it again. It was a really good program, and he actually dealt with that too, the importance of doing these declarations and declaring the word of God, and we really need to do that. But if nothing else, please start praying every time you think about it. Thy kingdom come, Lord, and thy will be done on this earth as it is in heaven. You know what? Well, actually, now that we're speaking this, I have this great prayer here that I've been praying in, you know, periodically in the morning programs over our nation. But let's go ahead and pray it now if you guys stand in agreement with me as we pray this. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus' name. Father God, we love you and we depend on you and on your faithfulness, even when things look dark around us and we cannot see the light ahead. Father, thank you for being the light of all men. Jesus, thank you for being the light that shines in the darkness. Thank you for being the way, the truth, and the life. And Holy Spirit, thank you for shining your illuminating light in our hearts that we may see Jesus and cry out, Abba, Father, through you and your power. Father God, in Jesus' name, we lift our beloved nation up to you today. Father, we pray over the United States of America that she will know peace, the true peace which passes all understanding, the peace that can only be found in Christ Jesus, that she will know joy, the true joy that is only found in the presence of God, that she will know wisdom, the wisdom from above, which is first pure, then peaceable, undefiled, willing to yield to you and full of mercy and good fruit. Father God, we ask you today in Jesus' name that you would bless kings and those who are in authority. We acknowledge today that the kings and people who are in authority may or may not be two different groups of people, Lord, but we pray that you would shower them all with your goodness, which brings men to repentance. For those leaders and workers in government who may not yet be saved, we ask that you would pour out your spirit of salvation upon them. From the president to the humblest, most unknown worker in the land, let them cry out to you for mercy and salvation. And Father, for those who refuse to be saved and refuse to honor you and walk in righteousness and justice, we pray that their days in office would be few and that another would take their office according to your will and your plans only, Lord. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, we ask that revival would fall on America in 2022. We ask that Christians will rise up and preach Jesus in the streets. We ask that churches would be filled again with people who are being saved. We pray that you would give us, your servants, boldness to preach and speak as we ought to speak. Father, we ask also that you would protect the United States of America, protect her people, her supply chain, her economy, her food sources, her ports, her airspace, her military, her government, her cities, her villages, her schools, her shopping malls and airports, and every other facility. Protect our Constitution and Bill of Rights, Father. Protect the integrity of our Supreme Court. For we acknowledge that even though the court is called supreme, you are the supreme being, and you rule over all as you will. Oh, Holy Father, we need you. We need you to give life to our nation again. Heal and restore our economy. Protect and bring justice to our elections. Repair our health care system and set it aright. Heal our military. We pray against every false theology and ideology which are idolatry. And in Jesus' name, we cast them down in America right now. We decree and declare that 2022 will be the year in which America and Americans and every stranger within the gates will wake up and see the light of Jesus Christ shining upon them. We declare and decree that 2022 is the year in which we shall all know the truth, and the truth shall make us free. We declare that life shall prevail in 2022 and that every murderous intent of every person disposed to evil is cast down now and replaced with the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. We declare that there shall be an end to control and manipulation in 2022, and that freedom would ring out again from even the dirt and the stones of our nation. And we declare and decree that the truth of Jesus Christ, the Word of God, shall run swiftly from border to border and lakeshore to Gulf Shore and from sea to shining sea. And that all the people in our great nation would no longer be deceived, but will be filled with your spirit as you pour out your spirit upon all flesh. Father God, there may be much darkness around it, but you shine through the darkness. You have done much in 2021 and prior years to right many wrongs in our nation, and we praise you for that, and we thank you. And in 2022, Father, we humbly ask you to bless us and heal our land. Turn your people back to you and do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ever dare to ask, hope, or think. Show up, Lord, and do the great and the mighty for us in the USA this year. We thank you, Abba Father. In Jesus' holy name we pray, amen and amen. That prayer was written by Dutch Sheets over our nation. And boy, it is a good one that's covering everything happening. I wonder if I can share this. I actually think I will share this to the family thread so you guys can grab it and put it in your notes. I may even post it on Facebook, because we need to be wielding the sword of the Spirit right now before this even has a chance to rise up and thank you, Sunday. Yes, Jesus, amen and amen. Yeah, and anyways, get a grip on this before it even starts to rise up again, because this is just so vile and twisted. And I'm glad to know, like I said, that it's not in Michigan yet, but it definitely has made an impact here already, and they've already caused. Pardon? Yeah.
What is this? I got here late, so I'm just kind of.
There appears to be an egg shortage is what they're starting with now, just like before, anyways, when the COVID thing was happening and there was all of these weird shortages of things, it seems to be starting up again now with here, it's with eggs. And what they have told us is that a bunch of the chickens have been throwing unhealthy eggs, so they've caused all these farmers to kill their chickens. And the and now there's no eggs any place to be found. Well, in Williston that we found so far, I don't know how widespread this is in North Dakota or where else it's been to. That's why I was asking everybody, have you noticed anything in Michigan yet? Phyllis said the price where she's at has like quadrupled. It's ridiculous the prices. They still have access to them, but. But it is the stupidity of it is that it's not even like it's one farm that they said that the chickens, we have a lot of small farms out here that do provide for the markets. I mean, there's Luzerne Farms and Crystal Farms. There's just several smaller ones. It's not like you're talking about at Lando Lakes, the chickens got a bug and something happened. No, they're wiping out everything here. So we need to be praying this down.
It seems like the past couple of years there's been so many odds and really very stupid things happening.
Yeah, it is a demon spirit. It is definitely a demon spirit. And it's the same one rising up before when they made everybody, kill all of their pigs and their beef and their cows. Oh, they did. During COVID time, they literally made thousands of farms kill off. They didn't even kill them. It's a horrible, horrible demon. We need to start praying against it. And I was telling everybody too, remember during COVID when I kept saying, when Pastor and I were saying, pray over everything, everywhere you go, pray peace, pray health, pray,
speak life.
Speak life to everything and to pray continuously every time you think about it, thy kingdom come and thy will be done. And then recently, Sister Donna, that's part of our morning program, and she was getting a group together to pray over the elections. And she was making specific prayers, and she said Holy Spirit said to her very distinctly, don't pray for specific things, just continue to pray thy kingdom come, or my kingdom come and my will be done.
Yeah.
So that's what we need to be pounding that continuously and breaking through this.
It's the same thing I've been praying for years.
Well, we just need to be declaring it. You know what? I think, as Pastor has been teaching too about the importance of making the declarations, God has given us this power of our words to speak to the things. What we bind on earth is bound in heaven, and what we loose on earth is loosed in heaven. And we need to really start using that that weapon that he has given us. Let me read 2 Chronicles 20 real quick. And I have to tell you, well, we'll just read it. As I was telling Pastor what title I was going to put on tonight, he was dealing with his semi. That's why we were late coming on, and I told him I want to make the title Wielding the Sword of the Spirit. He said to read 2 Chronicles, so we'll do that. And then I think I'm going to replay Dutch Sheets' program from this morning, because that was very good too. It was very encouraging, and he deals a little bit too with the importance of the declaration. So he's done several programs on that too, as well as us.
Yes, so before we get started, let me interject something.
Okay.
That one weekly, they put the new taxes for the teachers, and they made up a bunch of stuff that $40,000 a year. So you mentioned that was Wayne County type of thing. And one of the things that they're going to now teach is independent of the thing that the kids don't have to listen to their parents.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that what they are saying?
Yeah.
Independent?
Yeah. Whether it actually did or not, and what they're going to do with it, even their health care and their decisions, the children can make the decisions and do as they choose with their body without the parents' permission, even to the point of sex changes. So yeah, but you know, this thing in the school too, this self-expression thing, this started way back 30 years ago, probably, when they decided that you don't really have to spell words correctly. You can spell them how you want and express yourself freely. It's like, now these children cannot read each other's writing. Well, nobody can read their writing. Who knows what they're saying, because nothing is spelled right. And there's, you know, so this is something that they've been grooming for a long time, and we got to stand up against this. So. Okay, here we go. 2 Chronicles 20. Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir defeated. It happened after this that the people of Moab with the people of Ammon and others with them besides the Ammonites came to battle against Jehoshaphat. Oh, yeah, this is good. Then some came and told Jehoshaphat, saying, a great multitude is coming against you from beyond the sea, from Syria, and they are in Hazazon Tamar, which is Engedi. And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judea. And this is another thing too, is the pastor has been talking about the fasting, and he and I just finished a 3-week fast. And the Nazirite vow, that people are going back to taking Nazirite vows. To cause change to happen, and it is just not too far reached for all of us right now to consider. So anyways, he proclaimed a fast throughout all Judea. So Judah gathered together to ask help from the Lord, and from all the cities of Judah they came to seek the Lord. And Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court and said, O Lord God of our fathers, you are not God in heaven and do not rule over all the kingdoms of the nations. And in your hand, is there not power and might? Doesn't say you do not. It says do not. So that no one is able to withstand you. Are you not our God who drove out the inhabitants of this land before your people Israel and gave it to the descendants of Abraham, your friend forever? And they dwell in it and have built you a sanctuary in it for your name, saying, if disaster comes upon us, such as the sword, judgment, pestilence, or famine, we will stand before this temple and in your presence, for your name is in this temple, and cry out to you in our affliction, and you will hear and save. And now here are the people of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, whom you would not let Israel invade when they came out of the land of Egypt, but they turned from them and did not destroy them. Here they are rewarding us by coming to throw us out of your possession, which you've given us to inherit. O our God, will you not judge them? For we have no power against this great multitude that is coming against us, nor do we know what to do, but our eyes are upon you. Now all Judah with their little ones, their wives and their children stood before the Lord. Then the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jehaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, and the son of Jael, the son of Mathaniah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, in the midst of the congregation. And he said, listen, all you of Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem, and you, King Jehoshaphat, thus says the Lord to you, do not be afraid nor dismayed because of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Wow. Tomorrow go down against them. They will surely come up by the ascent of Ziz, and you will find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jeruel. You will not need to fight in this battle. Position yourselves, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord who is with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Do not fear or be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord is with you. I love that. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground in all Judah, and the inhabitants of Jerusalem bowed before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. Then the Levites of the children of the Kohathites and the children of the Korahites stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with voices loud and high. And they rose early in the morning and went out into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, and you shall be established. Believe his prophets, and you shall prosper. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed those who should sing to the Lord and who should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army and were saying, praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. That is such a another serious weapon that we have is praise. Praise to God. He inhabits our praises. And look at how these armies that he directed, they always sent out a praise team before the army even. And that's something significant for us to consider. Now, when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushments against the people of Ammon, Moab, in Mount Seir, who had come against Judah, and they were defeated because they started singing and praising God. For the people of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir to utterly kill and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, they helped to destroy one another. And see, that's what we keep praying too, that they turn on each other and start destroying each other, these wicked ones. So when Judah came to a place overlooking the wilderness, they looked toward the multitude, and there were there dead bodies fallen on the earth. No one had escaped. When Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away their spoil, they found among them an abundance of valuables on the dead bodies and precious jewelry, which they stripped off, which is really morbid by our standards, but it's something they did then. And actually, it was part of their praise to God, you know, to receive the victory that he gave them. Where was I at? Which they stripped off for themselves more than they could carry away. And they were 3 days gathering the spoil because there was so much. And if you're going to strip some spoil, it needs to come off of the wicked. Verse 26.
Yes.
And on the fourth day, they assembled in the valley of Beraka, for there they blessed the Lord. Therefore, the name of that place was called the Valley of Beraka until this day. Then they returned, every man of Judah and Jerusalem, with Jehoshaphat in front of them to go back to Jerusalem with joy, for the Lord had made them rejoice over their enemies. So they came to Jerusalem with stringed instruments and harps and trumpets to the house of the Lord. And the fear of God was on all the kingdoms of those countries when they heard that the Lord had fought against the enemies of Israel. Alleluia. Then the realm of Jehoshaphat was quiet, for his God gave him rest all around. Thank you, Lord. Let me see. So Jehoshaphat was king over Judah. He was 35 years old when he became king, and he reigned 25 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Azeba, the daughter of Shilhai. I don't know if there's more in that. Oh, yeah, let's go ahead and finish reading that chapter. And he walked in the way of his 25 years old. And he walked in the way of his father Asa and did not turn aside from it, doing what was right in the sight of the Lord. Nevertheless, the high places were not taken away. The high places is where they had their idols. For as yet, the people had not directed their hearts to the God of their fathers. Now the rest of the acts of Jehoshaphat, first and last, indeed, they are written in the book of Jehu, the son of Hanani, which is mentioned in the book of the kings of Israel. After this, Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, allied himself with Ahaziah, king of Israel, who acted very wickedly. And he don't ally yourself with the wicked in any way. We read that in the Proverbs. What, yesterday morning, you just go away from those people. He allied himself with him to make ships to go to Tarshish, and they made the ships of Ezion Geber. But Eliezer, the son of Dodavah and Marisha, prophesied against Jehoshaphat, saying, because you have allied yourself with Ahaziah, the Lord has destroyed your works. You don't want that. Then the ships were wrecked, so that they were not able to go to Tarshish. That was a good chapter for what we're discussing tonight. Thank you, Pastor. Okay, I do want to play. Is everybody okay with me playing Brother Dutch Sheets's program from this morning?
I'm fine.
Okay, it's only 15 minutes long or 13 minutes long or whatever, but it's very powerful. It's very encouraging. He is. That's what I was telling everybody. That's why we were late tonight. I took him to his truck, and when he got up to get moving, all of the hind wheels on the trailer were frozen. As he was trying to take off, they were dragging. So we had to pound on him with a hammer for a while, and then I eventually had to go to the parts store and get some air brake line antifreeze. And they poured that in the wells, and we did eventually get it thawed. But that's what happened. That's why we were. Yeah, that's what Sunday was saying. Oh, hold on, Dutch. I know, I always love it too. Because it just makes, yeah.
Today after Halloween is November 1st, and to me it's officially the holiday season.
Yeah, I love it too. And the Christmas lights always look so much prettier with snow.
Yes, they do.
Hello, and thank
you. Hi, Dutch. Okay. Oh, Sunday says we had rain mixed with snow. Oh, she's over. You're all over by Port Huron, right? In the Thumb area, I believe. So, yeah, you probably do get a whole lot more moisture mixed with your snow, too. Okay, I'm going to spread this out so I can share the screen. Oh, no. Is everybody still there? Oh, my goodness.